There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Thank you for rolling over from Hour 1 to Hour 2. Folks, if you'd like to call in, show a little internal fortitude. I know I'm throwing a lot of info on you, but I still love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to give a quick shout out to KWTO. KWTO 560 AM in Springfield, Missouri for picking us up. We appreciate it. We thank you for your trust and we will do our best to stay on that line to hold your trust. And again, thank you to KWTO 560 AM Springfield, Missouri. Friends, I also, without confusing you, I want you to also understand that right now is the time to book us. Last year, we were all over the United States, as we shared with you during the first hour, that we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're not just a bunch of paper tigers just writing. No, we're actually out there doing. We're a part of what's going on. We're patriots. We uphold dying laws. And we see the awful price of the awful price that was paid for our redemption through Jesus Christ on the cross. And in the natural, we see the price that's been paid for us through our forefathers. I come from a military family, and folks, I got to tell you, I'm the first one to say that I'm not going to roll over in the face of what's going on, considering the fact that when I look at the price paid, there's no way that I could possibly do that. Too many men have fought, bled, and died to give me what I have today, giving unto us that gift called freedom, and we know that freedom is not the right to do what we want to do. The freedom that's been given unto us is to do the things that we ought to do, and we want to magnify that. To say that, to say this, we are going to be in Texas next month, and then we are going to be on the East Coast as well next month. If you'd like to book us outside of that, now's the time to do it because it books up real quick. And if you'd like to have us out at an event in your area, that number to call is 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Now is the time to book us if you would have us out within the next, 3 months out. And rest assured, friends, it's going to book up really quick. Last month, we were completely booked all year, the year before that, and 18 before that, folks. So just letting you know through experience, that's how things happen. We are talking about gun control dictator style. It was Mao Zedong who said November 6, 1938, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. This is why they are attempting to disarm you, America. They are attempting to disarm you. Let's parallel what our forefathers established with those things that are taking place in contrast today, as well as, let's go back to some of the dictators first, and then we'll bring you up to par concerning what our forefathers established. And then what I'll do before the end of the hour is I'll actually bring forth who is the militia, and I'll bring you to the federal code so you can understand that, America, you are the unorganized militia. You are. Okay, so we'll get to that in just a couple minutes. Mass murderer Adolf Hitler, at a dinner talk on April 11th, 1942, said, now I want you to understand who Adolf Hitler was. When he first came on the scene, first of all, he was a murderer. He was a criminal. And less than 3% of the population in Germany actually approved of Adolf Hitler. Okay? You also need to keep in mind that once he got in power, he began to kill off his political opposition, and then he began to overthrow it. Took him 6 laws after he attacked his own Reichstag. He began to accuse his political opposition, namely the Poles, to create a war, and then it took him 6 years to overthrow the German Constitution. Sounds familiar, doesn't it, America? Oh, yeah. He had something called fatherland security. You have something called homeland security. We're we're not going to go down that road today, but folks, there's a lot of similarities, let me tell you. But this is what he said, mass murderer Adolf Hitler, at a dinner talk on April 11th, 1942. He said, "The most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Indeed, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdogs is a sine qua non," he's speaking Latin, "for the overthrow of any sovereignty. So let's not have any native militia or native police. German troops alone will bear the sole responsibility for the maintenance of law and order throughout the occupied Russian territories, and a system of military strong points must have evolved to cover the entire occupied country." Huh. Interesting. Because in Germany, when they established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews, gypsies, and dissidents who were unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Gun control? That's exactly what it's about. Control. Joseph Stalin, the sole leader of the Soviet Union from 1924 to 1953, he said, "If the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves." Here's a quick side note for you, friends. Many of the dictators in which I'm talking about today, they were the men of the year on Time Life magazine back in the 30s. Not just once, but twice many of them. Don't know if you knew that or not. We'll probably end up talking about that next week. Time's Tyrants of the Year, folks, it's chilling. We need to pay attention to the things that are right in front of our face. Why is the state-controlled media in the United States actually promoting and high-fiving these criminals? Going back to Joseph Stalin, it was President Roosevelt who led America calling Joseph Stalin Uncle Joe. He said, "If the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves." You ready for this? In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. From 1929 to 1953, Joseph Stalin, rounded up the people in his own country to the number of 20 million dissidents who were unable to defend themselves after they disarmed. They were rounded up and exterminated. Going back to Mao Zedong, communist dictator of China, he said, "War can only be abolished through war, and in order to get rid of the gun, it's necessary to take up the gun." These are some sick-minded people, friends. And if you understand totalitarianism, it's simply this. They love to create the crime. They love to create the chaos. And then what you'll find is the ones that are creating the chaos are the ones that want to bring in the new order. Just ask any dictator. Totalitarianism is this. They love to smack your face, pull your hair, and then they have the audacity to cry victim. They cry victim. You're hearing a lot of that today, aren't you? Folks, they don't have the shield. They have the spear. They're the ones that are attacking. China established gun control in 1935, and from 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Folks, we're talking about gun control dictator style. Folks, why is this administration so bent on disarming the American people? We're going to come right back to this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, don't wait until the last segment. I don't know why people like to do that, but they do. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Give us a call. Let the country hear as well as 53 other countries. They want to hear what you have to say as well. We have gun control dictator style. You know what, folks? I want to make this clear. People need to understand that I'm not on the radio to give you my opinion. If you want my opinion, you can ask for my opinion. But my opinion doesn't matter. It doesn't matter any more than the next guy's opinion, because we're not ruled by opinion. We're ruled by law in this country, and I'm okay with that. Because we know, again, that liberty is the right to do what the law permits. That was one of our founders, Charles D. Montesquieu. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. I just want you to know the facts. I want you to understand the past. Our forefathers told us, if you go to the archives building in Washington, D.C., you'll see inscribed on one of the statues, study the past. Study the past. And if you study the past, folks, you can prevent what dictators want to do in the future. Because prevention is better than cure. And the last thing we want to do is come to the point where we're disarmed and then wonder what's going on when they begin to actually eradicate political opposition, dissidents, as they call them. Those that won't go along with the rule of the lawless. Sons of Belial, daughters of Belial. We don't want anything to do with that. I'm paralleling history right now with dictators of the past to the present, because we see this administration wants to disarm the American people. He doesn't care if he does it lawfully or unlawfully, friends. Since when is he ruled by law? I mean, it's the same constitutional scholar in the White House that keeps reminding you, America, that you're a democracy when in fact you're not. I thought he was a constitutional scholar. This is the guy that came back from overseas, and he said he just got off a 57-state tour, America. There's 57 states in the Muslim nation. He was also the guy that was over in Europe calling for a new world order, just like the Bushes were back in the 90s. George Bush called for a new world order. He said, out of chaos, we can create a new world order, over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit. He said this in the light of day, America. And if you look at who George Bush's daddy is, his name was Prescott Bush. He was indicted back in the 30s for illegally financing Hitler's war. That's a fact. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. Go online. It's all over the place. And folks, the sad part about it is if these dictator wannabes just say Constitution or God, for some reason you sit back in the lap of luxury just trusting those that you have allowed to take the realm. Or the steering wheel. That is dangerous. That is un-American. We need to study the past so we can understand what's going on today. And we're seeing the same things happen in the educational schemes in America today. The same things that happened in the past. Any dictator knows that. You got to get the young. If you think things are bad right now, friends, give it 10 more years if you fail to deal with tyranny at hand. That's not the history our forefathers gave us. If you read the Declaration of Independence, that whole documentation, 75% of it is nothing but our forefathers throwing off a ruler who would not be ruled by God's government. That's a fact, AccuJack. And it's interesting how much time the bloggers spend trying to deconstruct what I say or take out of context what I say. But they'll never jump on the radio with me, friends. They'll never jump on the radio with me. They want you to believe what they have to say concerning those that are actually reciting the founding documents. And I'm just simply going back to the present and showing you, listen, there's a lot of similarities going on between these dictators of the past and the one that wants to be a dictator today in the White House. We've already talked about Adolf Hitler. Hey, folks, they said of Adolf Hitler, if you look behind him, there was nothing there to support him. We've talked about Joseph Stalin. By the way, the people of Russia called him their father. Mao Zedong, they treated him like he was a god. That god was killing off their families. This is supreme nonsense, friends. Speaking of gun control, dictator style. Idi Amin, president of Uganda from 1971 to 1979, said, "Listen carefully, friends. They mean to ascend above God's throne." Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. This is what he said, Idi Amin. "I don't want to be controlled by any superpower. I myself consider myself the most powerful figure in the world, and that is why I do not let any superpower control me." He wouldn't be ruled by anybody, friends. Hey, and I want you to understand it's the law that makes the king. Because where there is no law, there is no king. There's a tyrant. That's despotic. That's arbitrary government. That's dangerous to anybody. But listen to what Idi Amin said. "I don't want to be controlled by any superpower. I myself consider myself the most powerful figure in the world." Have you ever seen a narcissist more than what you've seen today in the White House, friends? An arrogant, prideful, ignorant individual? You go back to Mussolini, friends, he was probably the worst. As a matter of fact, for those that didn't know, it was actually Mussolini. He was idolized by Adolf Hitler for a moment, but he's the guy that used to raise his hand towards heaven and say, "God, if you're there, strike me dead." Mussolini did. Arrogant, prideful. I couldn't believe anybody would subject themselves to his leadership. What a clown. And the joke was on the people that actually tolerated this clown. Remember what I just said? Mussolini said, "God, if you're there, strike me dead." Did anybody ever take the time to go online to see a picture of Mussolini and his end? He was captured by his own people. He was caught in an adulterous affair. She was shot and killed along with him. And they were both hung upside down in the square while the people that he ruled at one point beat him to a bloody pulp. Now, I know that scripture tells us that God, in no sense of the word, he doesn't delight in the death of the wicked. We all understand that, but these are people that will not be ruled by anybody but their own dictates. That's a terrible place. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall. That's foolish, friends. God, if you're there, strike me dead. God did accommodate. He accommodated every single one of these dictators, as a matter of fact. Has anybody ever taken the time to see how Joseph Stalin died? He suffocated to death over a week's time. An evil, wicked devil. They called him a genius devil. They said the same thing of Mao Zedong. Uganda established gun control in 1970. From 1971 to 1979, 300 Christians who should have known better, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Friends, we're talking about gun control dictator style. Gun control dictator style. Pol Pot, who created in Cambodia one of the 20th century's most brutal and radical regimes, was responsible for killing 1 million of his own educated yet unarmed citizens. Oh, you put yourself in a very dangerous, dangerous position, friends. Dangerous position. Let's contrast that with what our forefathers established in this country. Folks, the whole reason that you are where you're at today, first of all, it's the mercy of God that you're still in arms, people. Foreigners know that behind every blade of grass in the United States of America, there is a gun. And I'm talking about the lawful. I'm talking about the righteous. I'm not talking about the unrighteous. And by the way, those that are in government that are good representatives, the statesmen and stateswomen that actually serve we the people, they're all for my message. They're all about what I'm telling you. They want the people armed in this country because they don't want to come under attack. But President George Washington said to be prepared for war is one of the most effective means of preserving peace. To be prepared for war is one of the most effective means of preserving peace. Folks, have you seen some of the most horrific crimes in your country that have taken place concerning family members, men, women, children, and the such, when they're disarmed? And by the way, America knows that one of the greatest obstacles that this administration is trying to get over the American people is to disarm them. If it's not Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoro, blaming the American people for the crimes that he and his administration are responsible for committing in Mexico, then it's his sidekick, Attorney General Eric Holder of the past, trying to teach the media to brainwash America's young people by saying, "Gah, hey guys, guns are bad. We got to get rid of guns." Remember Fast and Furious, friends? 300 Mexicans were actually killed, a Mexican beauty queen, and we found out that it was actually Barack Hussein Obama's administration that was arming Mexican drug lords only to blame the American people for the crimes that he and his administration contrived. We'll be right back.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Last opportunity. Again, friends, I know I'm dropping a lot of info on you, but I'd love to hear what you have to say. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, President George Washington said, in contrast to the modern-day wannabe dictators, to be prepared for war is one of the most effective means of preserving peace. And right before the break, I was talking about how Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoru, was blaming the American people for the crimes that he and his administration are responsible for committing in Mexico. I don't know that you're aware of that, America. After Fast and Furious, it was found that he and his administration were the ones arming the drug lords in Mexico. About a month later, he went over to Mexico to blame the American people for the crimes that he and his attorney general at that time, Eric Holder, committed. And now they're trying to teach the young people through the media to brainwash America's young by saying guns are bad. Especially in a time of jihadist Muslim extremists and radicals in America, and he wants to disarm you while he's actually funding Muslim Brotherhood from the White House, actually entertaining the Muslim Brotherhood in the White House through Ramadan. And well, if you look at his mama, Valerie Jarrett, telling him what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, and where to do it. You'll understand that she's an Iranian, so you'll understand the Iran deal. And you also understand that she's a radical Muslim. But if you look at that, friends, and we look at representation, those that serve we the people, how they are usurping their authority by attempting to become demigods. We talked about Michael Bloomberg. We talked about the former mayors. And some mayors that are criminals themselves and the crimes that they committed. And these are the ones that are trying to convince you that we need to get rid of guns. And they're criminals, friends. When you look at the Second Amendment, going back to factual documentation, your founding documents, the Bill of Rights. Folks, your rights did not come through the generosity of the state. They came not from the state, but from the hand of God, said John F. Kennedy. We have rights, not privileges. And that comes down to the foundation. Do you believe that we have an evolutionary view of government, or do you believe that we received our God-given rights? Our rights came from God. There is a big difference. It says, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia. Well, let me explain this first because I promised I'd get to this. Who is the militia? 10 U.S. Code 311, militia composition. The militia of the United States consists of all able-bodied males at 17 years of age. 17 years of age, under 45 years of age, who are or who have made a declaration of intention to become citizens of the United States, and of female citizens of the United States, who are members of the National Guard. Listen to that. Members of the National Guard. This is the federal code, but let's define. That was A. Let's go to B. The classes of the militia are the organized militia, which is the National Guard, and the naval militia. Or number two, the unorganized militia, which consists of members of the militia who are not members of the National Guard, or the naval militia. Who's that? That's you. But yet you have a state-controlled media that is attempting to brainwash you into believing that militia is bad. And I'm not saying that there's not some quacks out there. No, I'm not saying that. Or people that are on the edge of the fringe, folks. Let's say it that way. I get those people. And they go to extremities and they get weird. I understand that. But can you name a whole lot of those that have actually committed some sort of lone wolf crime? No, neither can I. I mean, because when we look behind Waco, we look behind Ruby Ridge, we look behind some of these massive murders and how we're told that they're lone wolves, well, we find out oftentimes, friends, that's not just the case. And there's a lot of missing information that the state-controlled media loves to give you because it doesn't fit their narrative. They're anti-gun. And folks, what's terrible about all this, and I got to keep bringing it up so you understand, the state-controlled media, ABC, MSNBC, Fox News is in there. 46% of all comments made by Fox News, friends, are completely untrue, 40 to 60%. We just found out last week that Fox News is one of the top 10 contributors to the Clinton Foundation. They're one of the top 10 contributors to the Clinton Foundation. You're wondering why during the debates, Megyn Kelly and Chris Wallace were attempting to keep bringing up Hillary Clinton more than they were even the Republican candidates, because that's who they're working with. That's who they're working for. That's who they're funding, friends. But I'm talking about the MSNBC, the ABC, the US Today, Time Life's national newspapers, city newspapers. Friends, they're all bought and paid for. They have less than a 21% approval rating. Their ratings are lower than a snake's belly. Yet people say they don't believe what the state-controlled media does or says. Yet if you ask them, they respond in such a fashion that they do believe. It's that state-controlled media. Friends, let me say it this way. A little leaven at the whole lump, and it's the foxes that spoil the vine. Remember dictators like to lie? Like Joseph Goebbels and Adolf Hitler, who say, hey, tell the people a lie. Keep telling them the lie. Keep telling them the lie. Sooner or later, they'll believe it. Folks, guns aren't bad. The people that use guns can be bad. But I'm not talking about arming bad people. I'm talking about arming good people, law abiders. When we go to the Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia, I just identified that, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right that God gave you of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, broken, or violated. There's also certain criminal politicians that know they cannot go through the front door, so they attempt to go through in another way, namely through their own interpretation, forgive me. They say it's only for the militia to bear arms. We are also told through the state-run media, of course, that our modern-day military is the militia. Baloney. Baloney, baloney. Hey, friends, who told you that? Who told you that? Who told you that, friends? That's what we're hearing. The media loves to highlight militia. And it's interesting, too, oftentimes when they do tell you that the militia has been capped doing something unlawful, you never hear a follow-up story. No, you don't, because they were never charged. They needed a headline. They need to keep it in the face of the American people that guns are bad and the militia is bad. No, you know nothing of your history if that's the case. Folks, it's time to say enough of the propagandists in America. And again, I'm talking about the state-controlled militia. I'm sorry, the state-controlled media. I'm saying it's time that you stand up and you say enough is enough concerning the things that are going on through your state-controlled media today. Enough is enough. Again, what does it say? The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I didn't see where it said to reinterpret. I didn't see where it said rewrite. I didn't say where it said you need a permit, but folks, that's where we're at today. And I want people to understand, too, I have complied with everything according to the rule of law in America today, but it needs to be changed. We need to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. And when we do that, we're not going to be in the position as to where we're at today, because today we're in a lot of trouble. You know, I'm thinking of Senator John Glenn. Remember the guy that said he went to the moon? Boy, I wish he would have stayed there, because he's one of the guys that said if we were to follow the rule of our Constitution, he said we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Did you hear that? He told you if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. In other words, they're unconstitutional. And guess what, friends? If it's unconstitutional, that means it's null and void. You know, Dave Davenmeyer brought up a good point. One of our contributors over at sonsoflibertymedia.com this week, he was speaking about some of the issues going on today. He said, can you make reference to the law to show us that it's legal as to, well, he was talking about abortion and the homosexual agenda. Can you show me the law where it says that it's legal? No, they can't. Because even, friends, if you go back to every state preamble in the United States of America, guess what? All 50 states of our union start out acknowledging guess who? The God of the Mosaic Institution in which Jesus Christ fulfilled. And if you look at state statute, you will find it nowhere that it's legal. As I said to Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, during the first segment of the radio show today, it has the color of the law. It has the smell of the law. It has the look of the law. But friends, I'm here to tell you today that it is not law. It's not law. So why is it going on? Because, again, friends, going back to my point in which I made earlier, it's because 318 million people have allowed it to go on. That's why. That's why we are in the mess that we're in today. Friends, we are the militia. You are the militia. And by the way, even if they wanted to say that the military was the militia alone, who is the military? Our sons and our daughters. Our sons and our daughters, friends. Our uncles and our aunts, our dads and our moms. Our uncles and our aunts, our grandpas and our grandmas. It doesn't jive, but the fact of the matter is, it just shows you again that we are in this together, like it or not. Congress has no power to disarm the militia, which you are. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain. That is in the hands of the people. That was written, delegate for Pennsylvania to the Continental Congress, the Pennsylvania Gazette, February 20th, 1788, by none other than Tenshe Cox. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. We are the militia. America, be right back.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of thesleuthjournal.com. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit libertyoncall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sons of Liberty final segment coming up. We're talking about who is the militia. America, you are the militia. I didn't say that. Federal code tells you that. And I'm also contrasting that with what the state-controlled media is trying to do because they want to demonize militia. Well, we can see what happens when militia stands up. Guess what? Crime all of a sudden dissipates, doesn't it? It runs the other direction. And why is that? Because we have a right in this country to bear arms. And at sonsoflibertyradio.com, we're here fighting the good fight of faith, friends. We're fighting for the freedoms that have been bestowed upon us through sacrifice, both in the spiritual and in the natural. Amen? Now, if I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing, right? They'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Let's contrast what I shared with you earlier concerning the quotes of dictators to our forefathers. John Adams, the second president of the United States, said, rightly, he was called the Colossus of Independence. The man was a prophet of God, no question about it. Arms in the hands of the citizens may be used at individual discretion for the defense of the country, the overthrow of tyranny, or private self-defense. Did you hear that? I'm not giving you the revisionist version of what the Article 2 of the Bill of Rights means, friends. I'm going back to the founders. Why did they give it? Why did they establish what we have today? John Adams again said, arms in the hands of the citizens may be used at individual discretion for the defense of the country, the overthrow of tyranny, or private self-defense. I'm so tired of people saying, well, you know, I got guns because I love to hunt. Yeah, that's great. That's great. But why did the forefathers establish Article 2 of the Bill of Rights? He wanted to arm the citizens to be used at the individual's discretion for the defense of the country. the overthrow of tyranny or private defense. It had nothing to do with hunting. But see, you have the left America, as you call them, through PC dictating how you respond if you own a gun. You've already lost. I say to the right, if you were doing the right thing all the time, you wouldn't have a left, number one, because you're being you're ruling yourselves. You're self-governed. You're ruling yourselves by the rule of law in this country. PC, by the way, political correctness is nothing but traitors to their country. What's the reason that we're armed? I just told you. Thomas Jefferson said, the third president of the United States, another founder, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, along with John Adams, Ben Franklin, Roger Sherman, said that the strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny and government. I didn't hear anything about government or shooting down Bambi. What's the reason that America's armed? This is the reason. Folks, until we start calling it for the way it is, nothing's going to change. Remember, it was also Thomas Jefferson that said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. But when the government fears the people, you have liberty. You need to set that back in the right order. Instead of debating away the pith and marrow of your rights that God gave you, why don't you stand up and say, nope? Hey, folks, resistance is the duty of every American concerning the act of a tyrant. Resistance is your duty. It's your obligation. George Mason said, when the resolution of enslaving America was formed in Great Britain, remember they wanted to disarm the people, the British Parliament was advised by an artful man who was governor of Pennsylvania to disarm the people, that it was best and most effectual to enslave them, but that they should not do it openly, but weaken them. And I just told you how they do that, through political correctness, through debate. They're debating that which is unlawful, friends. And he said, and let them sink gradually. What's happening today, friends? An artful man. The people have a right to mass and bear arms that a well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people, said George Mason. Trained to arms is the proper, natural, and safe defense of a free state. He goes on. I ask, who are the militia? They consist now of the whole people. These are your forefathers, friends. Not what some revisionist wants you to believe. The Second Amendment is there to vouchsafe our right to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and assure all of the other rights given unto us by our Creator. Read the Declaration of Independence. Our inalienable rights were given unto us by our what? By our Creator. Who did they appeal to? The Supreme Judge of the Earth. It wasn't man. Folks, during the Revolution, the flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. I have the flags in my house. Not the actual flags, they're replicas, of course, but you get the point. The wisdom of the framers of the Constitution is found consistent with lessons from the Bible that they used as their bedrock for civil law. The people's individual protection should always be a primary concern for a government of the people and by the people. So in a righteous country, as America you are to be, self-government reigns by the constraint of the Christian morals. The civil government that desires a monopoly of force, i.e., they are the only ones with guns, is a threat to the lives, liberty, and the property of all citizens. And then this government ceases to be of and for the people. I end with this. President George Washington again rightly said, from the hour the pilgrims landed to the present day, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, the rifle and pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference. Of course it does. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good. Hey folks, I want you to understand, and I end with this. The UN, which is funded by you, America, which is established by you, it failed through World War I, where Wilson wanted to establish the League of Nations. Well, that came about through World War II, where they established the UN. They are the ones that mean to rule. They are arming globally a military which works for them. In America, they are working against you. And isn't it interesting? They want you to disarm because you don't know how to handle yourselves, friends. That's what they say. But isn't it interesting how they have tanks and RPGs and machine guns, this, that, and the other thing? And one more point. Isn't it interesting the arguments that are coming up? Well, we need to get rid of those high-capacity magazines. Well, wait a second. Why is it that you can have them? You're not to empower a people against your people. And why would you suggest such a course in the first place? And I would ask that individual, whose side are you on? What, the American people can't defend themselves against a government that works for them? You've got it all wrong, friends. And I want to tell you this. That's not American government. That's unconstitutional. You are the militia. You have a right to bear arms. You have a right that God gave you, not man. We do not receive privileges in this country. We have rights. And what are you doing with them, friends? We can do this. We can win the day. Let's stand up and let's do it lawfully, because we don't need a revolution in this country, friends. We need reformation. That's it.
Well, as you can hear today and every day in the Sons of Liberty, we are bringing forth the truth in a manner that not many people are willing to speak forth. We are speaking boldly, saying, listen, these are our rights. Our rights come from God, but we have to protect them so we don't lose them. There is a big job out there that we have to do, and the Sons of Liberty is doing it. And one way that you can partner together with us to join arm in arm to continue to get this message out there is by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And for our new listeners, what that means is you support the ministry on a monthly basis. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that says become a son or daughter of liberty, and that will show you all the different levels of membership that you have to choose from. I always say that you can feel good about what you're supporting because this is getting out there to the masses, but I also like the fact that you can feel good about being a part of something that's really going out, preaching the truth 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, literally. If you call on our Listen Live number, by the way, which is 605-562-4088, again, 605-562-4088, literally 24/7, you can listen to the radio program. It switches up every day, whether or not it's 10 o'clock at night, 3 a.m. in the morning, 7 a.m. in the morning on your way to work, back home from work, you need a good shot of truth and the Holy Ghost, tune into the Sons of Liberty. I'd also like to point out the fact that we've got so many great products at our store. In fact, we're adding new products to our store, so check it out. I'll kind of let that be the little teaser for you to go online and see for yourself. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and also, if you'd like to schedule Bradley Dean, I know Bradley talked about that earlier in the show, please do call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I'd also like to encourage you who are in the Minnesota area, or
Minnesota,
the Minnesotan area, however you want to say that, five-state area, we are going to be at the Minnesota State Fair next week, begins on Thursday, August 27th. All of you sons and daughters of liberty out there, all of you, you know, friends, atheists, you know,
skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys,
that's where we're going to be. So if you'd like to say hi, we'd love to see you. Please check
us out.
Been out
there for 9 years. This will be the ninth year.
Yeah, and we're in the lower level of the grandstand.
Folks, next week we're going to talk about Time's Tyrants of the Year. This one's going to blow you backwards. And then the week after that, we're going to get to dictators. What is their end? Read Psalm 2. Folks, we love you by what we do. Bradley and Stephanie, 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. Talk to you. See ya.
Your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now.